Zach Gelb is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Reminder, before we bring on Zach, if you're looking for Canes or Dolphins merch, you know the place to do it. Caneswear in Davie or caneswear.com. Zach Gelb hosts afternoons nationally on the Infinity Sports Network. And he joins us from the WFAN studios in New York City, a place where fans think they're actually part of the World Series. They believe that if a ball is anywhere in their vicinity, because this was not a Bartman situation, as one of the texters pointed out, because Bartman and Moises Alou were going for the ball at the same time. Bartman got a little confused. This ball was caught. It was, the play is over at that point. The ball is caught. As a fan, you do not have the right to now grab a player's glove and try to pry the ball out of it. You can ask nicely for the ball.
Hey, Mook.
But you cannot just grab someone's glove, try to pry the ball out of it. Zach Gelb, you can speak for all New Yorkers.
All I will say is this. It happened in the first inning. So if that game was in Florida, there'd be no fans there because they don't show up to at least the third or the fourth.
All right. You're not defending that jackassery, are you?
So I don't defend it, but I do think it is extremely funny because no one got hurt. Like if Mookie Betts got hurt, it's a different story. But I find it hilarious, like the people on social media today that are like, I have to hold everybody accountable and send 2,000 tweets out about this situation. And how dare anyone glorify these two stunads that were at the game last night? Like, it's an inane situation. You know, at the end of the day, nothing terrible did happen, even though it was stupid. We could all laugh and move on to game five.
But, Gil, that happens nowhere but New York.
Even a glove and trying to take the ball, especially during a World Series.
Let's look at fan behavior on the West Coast if we're going to be serious, and people that get killed when they go to games. Let's talk about that. But
that doesn't involve the players and the action on the field. You're talking about
I'm not defending it, but I did have a friend text me this, which you guys will appreciate it. He's a Jet fan. He goes, heck, now I'm going to buy tickets and go try to tackle CJ Stroud on Thursday night because the Jets defense won't do it.
Yankees fans set a precedent. I mean, now anything goes. But what, Crowder was in the city yesterday. He was in the city, and he said,
why didn't you hit me up? We could have got two tickets and gone to the World Series.
Yeah, I landed at 12. I left at 6. I worked for 5.5 hours.
Oh, you worked for 5.5 hours. You act like you're digging ditches. Calm down.
He said that the city was on edge. He said that it was like particularly on edge yesterday. Is this because, now again, they won last night, so they could relax a little bit. But yesterday when he was there, they hadn't played game four yet. And he said the city was on edge. Is the city right now on edge because of the Yankees' poor performance, aside from last night?
Oh, they're down 3-0 in the World Series at that point. But would you expect everyone? I'm not a Yankee fan, but you would expect Yankee fans to be happy about being down 3-0? You know, we're as New Yorkers, we're annoyed even if it's 75 and sunny and all's going well in the world. So when your team's down 3-0 in the World Series, what did you think? Everyone was going to be patting on the behind? Hey, it's Channing Crowder. We love you. No, they hate his guts, Channing Crowder, because of the whole Rex Ryan fight that we saw on the Pivot episode that was rehashed.
I don't want a patty on the butt. If I hold the door for you, I just want acknowledgement. If I make a joke standing in line, I just want you to giggle. I just want some human interaction.
Channing, I tried to get off the subway today. Before I had the doors open and they even let me out, you had 10,000 people rush in and basically stampede all over you. You're lucky someone didn't say, hey, thanks for holding the door open for me, you jackass, right? Like, that's usually what you get in New York.
Did you stop or were you able to get off on the subway?
I was able to get off. I'm a large man, so I was able to push my way through.